Well, hey, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Sunday Primer, a podcast that comes out every Sunday morning with the aim and hope of fixing our attention upon the Lord before we even gather as the people of God. And if you've been following with us this year here at First Family Church of the Bible Plan, reading the Bible in a year, we have officially gotten to the book of Isaiah this week. And in just a moment, I want to highlight some of Isaiah 12 for us, but I think it's helpful to know what comes before Isaiah 12. And leading up to that chapter 12, Isaiah is speaking both judgment and hope to God's people. The people of Israel were facing real threats. They were afraid, feeling very unstable, feeling very uncertain of what's to come, yet God gives them a promise. And we see that promise in chapters 7 through 11. And these are chapters that we often read during Christmas. This prophecy of a Savior coming, a king from the line of David who would rule with righteousness and yet bring peace. And chapter 12 ends that section and is almost a song of celebration in response to that promise. And it captures Israel's worship after crossing the Red Sea when God delivered them from Egypt. And this chapter, it calls the people of Israel to see their current troubles, their current fears, instabilities, or uncertainties in light of God's past faithfulness and future promises. In Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2, it says this, "Indeed, God is my salvation. I will trust him and not be afraid, for the Lord himself is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation." And so when we gather for worship, we are remembering God's past salvation, his past faithfulness, rejoicing in his present strength, and also looking forward to his future promises that are fulfilled in the name of Jesus. And so as you walk into church today, you are joining in a centuries-long tradition of God's people who, yes, in times of fear and also in times of joy, have lifted their voices to declare and say, "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid." And so would that be our posture this morning as we gather? Would we remember the salvation that comes in the name of the Lord alone? Will we declare, "I will trust and not be afraid"? And so let me pray for us this morning with that in mind as we come and gather as the people of God. And so, Lord, we praise you this morning. We praise you for the gospel. We praise you for a Savior whose name is Jesus, this perfect sacrifice that lived a sinless, perfect life, a life that we could never live, and died a death that we so deserved. God, we praise you that we can stand before you as the people of God, redeemed, saved people of the Lord, and worship you wholeheartedly and declare that you are my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. And so, Lord, would you meet us this morning? Would you remind us of your faithfulness in years past? Would you remind us of the promises that are yet to come? And would our response to those things be one of adoration and praise for your holy name? We love you and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.